From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The mayor's race in Little Rock is already a pretty heated affair, with a lawsuit from Mayor Mark Stodel as city attorney against challengers Warwick Sabin and Frank Scott. Both Sabin and Scott have filed for it to be dismissed, though. Mr. Sabin joins us on the telephone. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you, Jacob.
So let me lay down some background real quick, as quick as I can. Mayoral candidates can't start raising campaign contributions until June 1st. An incumbent mayor is supposed to turn over surplus funds from the last election. However, Mayor Stodel has $70,000 on hand from previous elections, so you and Frank Scott both formed some exploratory committees, and they're raising money. The city tried to stop this once and failed. Why don't you tell us about that first instance with the Arkansas Ethics Commission?
Sure. Well, actually, there was a complaint filed with the Ethics Commission against me with my exploratory committee, because I was the first person to set it up. And the commission pretty much dismissed it out of hand, both because of the jurisdictional issues and also, I think, just because the substance of state law is pretty straightforward, that exploratory committees can be set up for any race at any level in the state in advance of having an actual campaign.
You've already outraised that $70,000 advantage that Stodel wants to start with funds through that exploratory committee. So why not, in the spirit of that June 1st law, stop raising money now, since things are even, I guess, aren't they?
Well, I think they're not quite even. You know, I'm facing a three-term incumbent with name recognition who also can call in contributions on June 1st from people who, you know, he has raised money from in the past. And for there to be a really level playing field, I think, you know, there ought to be, you know, the opportunity for everyone to campaign, you know, at the same time, raise money at the same time. And as we know it, at most levels of government here in Arkansas and around the country, you know, you can start 2 years ahead of time and you can, you know, fundraise, you can campaign, and you have that freedom and opportunity, you know, as a citizen of whatever city, state, or country you live in. Little Rock seems to be very unusual in that respect. And because of that, we've had, you know, quite a bit of incumbent longevity, you could say, in our city that's made it very difficult for people to challenge. And again, you know, I wanted to disrupt that. And I'm the first person to create an exploratory committee for that reason, because we have to have the opportunity for competition and for a real debate about issues that are affecting our city.
Mayor Stodola will say that this isn't him doing a political attack against opponents. He's just the city attorney and the city board at large, I guess, are just trying to enforce a law. But your attorney, in a press release, you announced your legal team as well this week, says that the city is wasting taxpayer money on a politically motivated lawsuit. I guess you agree with that.
I definitely agree. I mean, first of all, you know, the city board voted 8-1 to proceed with this lawsuit. Certainly the mayor has done nothing to stop it, and if anything, has been quoted supporting it. Taxpayer funds are being used to, in essence, try to stop citizens from running for office, or at least exploring the opportunity to do so. And, you know, I think it's pretty unprecedented. I think it's very unusual. And I think it's also, it really underscores the issues that I'm trying to highlight this year, you know, when I decide to run for mayor, which is that, you know, we have entrenched, you know, people in leadership positions in our city that I think are impeding progress. And we need the opportunity to get some fresh ideas, some new energy, some dynamic leadership in there so we can really achieve our potential as a city.
Yeah, I think we all do look forward to the actual election once that start talking about those types of issues. But circling back to this, and this would be the last question, we're up against the clock. Regardless of what the actual law is right now, what do you think it ought to be if you're elected mayor?
Well, I think we ought to have an open process, just like we do at every other level of government. We don't have this issue, you know, when you're running for a statewide office, when you're running for, you know, any other municipal office in the state of Arkansas, certainly federal offices, Congress, president. You know, you get the time you need to make your case, to raise the money you need to get your message out. And, you know, Little Rock, again, is very unusual in having any kind of law like this. And I think it's reflected, again, in the lack of progress we've seen in our city and the lack of competition we've had for municipal offices here in Little Rock. And so let's just open it up and compete the same way that every other place in America competes.
I've been speaking with Little Rock potential mayoral candidate Warwick Sabin. Thanks a lot for talking with your public radio station.
Thank you very much, Jacob.
From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.